Welcome to the Destiny Church and Throne podcast. We pray this stirs you into a deeper relationship with Jesus and equips you to live a heaven on earth lifestyle daily. Enjoy.
Of the blood of Christ the other day, Pastor Jessica Koopman busted her nose open at the tennis courts. It was one of the most craziest nosebleeds I've ever seen in my life. I say that to say, I was like, this is so prophetic. Look at all this blood, this fresh blood. And I was like, Lord, you're so good, right? And so I just kept thinking about the goodness of the Lord. I want to share and talk about freedom real quick. I'm not going to be here long. I just want to hit you with some things that you can wrap around yourself to be empowered to live a lifestyle of freedom, because Christ paid for it, and freedom is not hard. Freedom is not hard to live in. Freedom ultimately is understanding what you have access to because of Christ. And we're just going to just share some things on freedom in hopes to break you out of anything that you are partnering with that is a lie, or that you have been partnering with that is keeping you in this place of God doesn't want me, or this is my portion. I don't know about you, but have you ever been in like this continual type of circumstance and you're like, I guess this is my portion? Like, it's almost like you try to justify the trial by saying, I guess this is just who I am. Right? And sometimes when God's like, what are you even saying? What happens is we kind of put ourselves into this bondage of a lie that this circumstance won't change. You guys know what I'm talking about? And I've been in those places before where it's like, and God has rebuked me, and it's a beautiful rebuke because he's like, what are you even saying? Sometimes I've looked at my children and I'm like, what are you even saying right now? Like, I'm like, this makes no sense. And I feel like a lot of times God looks at us and he's like, baby boy, baby girl, what are you even saying? Like, we say things in the church that aren't even in the Bible. And we're like, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. That fits in with what I'm going through. It's like, that's not even biblical. It sounds good. I like good motivational stuff, but it's not even biblical. And a lot of times when we're going through our walk, when we're going through, it's like, that's just the way it is. And God's like, what are you doing? What are you saying? I hope to kind of change up some what are you saying moments. Galatians 5:1, so Christ has truly set us free. Now make sure that you stay free and don't get tied up again in the slavery to the law. So Christ has truly set us free. We're going to talk a little bit about freedom and being free. If you've ever been locked up, you can say amen to that. Everybody knows all that. She's like, glory, I'm glad to be out. I remember there was this one time, I'm going to share a story with you guys. As a pastor, as a Christian, as a born-again believing Christian, got pulled over because our taillight was out. And the cop comes up, and all the family's in there. The cop comes up, and he's like, how you doing, sir? And I'm like, I'm doing well. And he was like, where are you guys coming from? I was like, oh, we're just coming from a Bible study. He's like, well, your taillight's out. I was like, oh, man, I'm so sorry. I meant to get that fixed. And he's like, hey, not a problem. He's like, just if you want to give me your driver's license and insurance and all that, just check it. You'll be on your way. I'm like, okay, glory to God. Here you go. He comes back, and he's like, sir, can you step out of the vehicle? I was like, yeah? What's going on? He's like, man, I hate to do this, but I got to arrest you. I was like, why? He's like, there's this warrant out for your arrest. And I was like, there's a what? He's like, there's a warrant out for your arrest. And I was like, oh, dear gosh. And I'm like, okay. And you know, and he's like, man, his name was Officer Bach, real nice guy. He's like, man, I hate to do this, but can you put your hands behind your back? And I'm like, yeah. He was being very nice about it. And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, you know, and he's like, I'm going to try not to put them on too tight, but I do got to put them on. I got to go protocol. I was like, oh, you're fine, man. You know, and I was like, man, that is really tight. I'm like, okay. Like, wanted some grace to that moment. Like, I'm being a nice guy here, but it was like really tight. And so I'm in the back of this cop car and I'm just like, you know, and we're going, and I'm like, this is wild. Like, it's so tight in there. Like, I feel like I couldn't breathe. And I'm not like a claustrophobic type of person. I feel like I just couldn't even breathe. And I remember getting into this place, and it was just like, man, and they, you know, they checked me in and booked me. I'm in this room, and I'm in this big holding room, and there's like 30 other people in there. And I'm just like, God, like, this is wild. But I was like, okay, but, and I trust you, and I trust what's happening here. And moments later, they let me out, and all the court fees, everything got taken care of. And it was a ticket from, like, way back when. I'm going to be honest with you, I don't even remember getting it. And so I was like, okay, glory to God, you took care of that. And I was like, man, that was crazy being bound up in there and, like, couldn't even get it. There was, you know, these bars, and that was it. I couldn't get it to the other side. So I'm like, okay, So I'm in Beaumont. I get pulled over again. And this cop's like, you didn't put on your blinker. And I was like, what? Like, I felt like I did. He's like, no, sir. If you give me your driver's license and registration, you'll be on your way. I'm in Beaumont. This is Orange. There you go. Sir, can you step out of the vehicle? I'm like, not again. I look at him and I was like, do I have a warrant? He's like, yes, sir, you do. Did you know about it? I was like, I promise you I didn't, but I understand. He's like, all right, we're going to keep your truck here. And I was like, all right. I'm like, all right, put me in. He puts me in. He's on a ride along with his daughter and stuff. And he's like, so what do you do? Where are you at? You know, and because, you know, the police officers are very nice. And I was like, I told him what I did. I was like, man, as a matter of fact, I serve as an associate pastor at a church in Orange. He's like, really? Yeah. So I get in there and I'm in this holding cell now. Now, the first time in Orange, it was at night, like late night. And so it was dead quiet. When I go to Beaumont, it was live. Yo, there's like 40 dudes in this holding cell. It was live. Sometimes I couldn't even hear myself think. And like, it was, I mean, these guys are running around. They're like throwing stuff at cops. This one guy threw a shoe at a cop and they attacked him. And it was like, it's going nuts. Everybody's talking, like almost like everybody's having a conversation with the room, like everybody. So I'm just sitting in the corner. I'm like, Lord, what do you want to do here? And then check this out. I'm just rambling here, but just follow me on this. I'm going to get somewhere. So then I see this pastor that I knew and I'm like, hey, like through the bars. And he looks at me. He's like, like, and I'm like, and he just like kind of does what he does. And I knew he worked for a lawyer and stuff. He does what he does. And he's like, and I was like, okay, when I get out of here, I'm going to Facebook message you and tell you what happened. Like, I swear I didn't steal or rob anybody. Anyway. And so I'm in there and then they do this like little powwow session. Everybody stops and they're like, what are you in here for? Everybody goes around the room. Everybody's like, well, I'm here for this. And they asked me, and I was like, okay, Lord, I'm just going to use this for your glory. I was like, guys, I had a warrant from when I didn't remember, but I'm also a pastor. And they're like, hey, like, you're like a modern day Paul. And like, they're all like, oh my, we got a pastor over here. And I was like, yeah, you know. So I used it to kind of glorify the Lord. And but I was thinking to myself like the entire time, like, there's this bar here and I can't go any further. Like, this is it. This is all that I get. And I couldn't even think about what would it be like when you're in like isolation or like, and you just can't go any further. And I think the enemy oftentimes wants to keep us celled up to where we think and believe that there is absolutely no way that we have access beyond the bars that he has built. And a lot of the times, it's because of choices that we have made ourselves that keep us bound and locked up behind bars. In that moment, there was absolutely no way. It would have been illegal for me to try to run out of there, break free when they opened it. It would have been illegal. And here's the thing about it. Our wrong ways of thinking cause us to live the Christian life illegally. We begin to do things out of our own strength and out of our own power, out of our own labor to try to get free, to try to get set free from whatever it is that's in front of us. And the other side of that is we just blame demons. But we're not going to go there today. There is a freedom that Christ has set before us. As a beloved child of God, there is a freedom that you have access to every single day. And it's not a freedom that keeps you bound. It is a freedom that, as we see in Galatians, sets us truly free. Galatians 5:13 goes on to say, for you have been called to live in freedom, but don't use your freedom to satisfy sinful natures, but instead use your freedom to serve one another in love. You see, the freedom that Jesus paid for allows us to walk this lifestyle, being satisfied with him, not having to be bound, to be truly free. So a lot of times being behind these bars, if you think about it, it's mindsets. You know what I mean? Like it's mindsets. It's what we believe. It's what we've been taught. It's what we hear. It's what we tell ourselves. There's times when we've been counseling individuals and they see zero worth in them. And as we start to unravel some things, we start to see every man they've been with has degraded them and devalued them. And so they have built up this lie that they are, that's now a stronghold. They've imprisoned themselves behind that they have no worth. So even when they look at Jesus, Jesus said, he doesn't see any worth in me. How could I be worthy to this king? No. And so they just open themselves up to demonic attack. They open themselves up to the enemy day in and day out, keeping them oppressed, keeping them bounded, never wanting to understand the freedom that they have. Because there's this lie that they're now strongholded to. But Christ has set us truly free. When you say yes to Christ, when you say yes, Lord, my Lord, my Savior, I bend my knee to you. I say yes to you as Lord of my life. In that, we have now gained access into the freedom that he has paid for. It's washed away. It's washed away. And oftentimes we pick things back up that he has said, this is long gone. There's nothing there anymore. There's nothing there. But you're just picking. You're just, where is it? Where is it? Who the Son sets free is free indeed. This is what the scriptures tell us. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. And that word indeed, it means to truly exist as. So when the scriptures tell us that who the Son sets free is free indeed, what it's saying is that who Jesus has set free truly exists as free. You cannot tell me that I'm not Hispanic. I exist as a Hispanic man. You get that? You follow me? I exist. I live as a Hispanic man. I may not be able to truly talk a lot of Spanish, but you guys follow that? That's what I exist as. I don't exist as a manager of this. I don't exist as a co-worker of this. I don't exist as, I exist in this. Jesus is saying that you are not existing as your trial or as what the enemy tells you that you are. You do not exist through a lie. You exist as one who is free because the Son has made you free. He's calling us to walk in freedom. So what does that look like? To me, that looks like doing everything necessary on a daily basis to not partner with the lies of the enemy. There's so much that he's wanting to do in the church. The enemy is wanting to lie so much. He's wanting to tell you that you're not free, that you're still bound, that you'll never get over this, that it's going to be like this day in and day out. Get used to it, bub. This is how it is. Why? To keep you bound. To keep you bound. This is what he wants to do. If he can keep you in his place of being tied, that's what he wants to do every single day. Why? Because when you're in that place of being bound, you don't live free. And when you don't live free, you don't live as Christ has intended you to be. He sets us free. He makes us free. He liberates us. He removes us. He removes all bondage for us. This is what Jesus does. And when you make yourself and you say yes to living this lifestyle, saying yes to this purity and saying yes to this honesty and saying yes to whatever he has for you, living in grace and living in mercy, you live free of bondage. Now, that doesn't mean that the enemy's not going to stop. You guys follow me on that, right? Like, the enemy's going to continue. He's not like, oh, my goodness, they said yes at the altar, or they got this influential pastor to pray for them. Got to stay away. No, he wants to come in, and he wants to say, I bet your foundation's shaky. Let me attack your finances. I bet your foundation's shaky. Let me allow someone to come along and say something to you that's going to kind of prick a little part in your heart. He wants to keep you bound to these things. But Christ has set us truly free. Now, outside of the attacks of the enemy, there are choices that we make to actually hold ourselves captive. Now, we understand that our life is mostly made up of choices. Even our yes to Jesus is a choice. Jesus said to his disciples, if you want to be my disciples, he didn't shake them and say, follow me right now. Said if, right? Love, it's free will. Everybody say, why didn't God stop Adam and Eve from eating from the tree? Because he's not a tyrant. He's not a controlling God. You guys get that? Everything, most of what we do here in this life is choices. Why'd you go there? Made a choice. Why'd you do that? I wanted to do that. Why didn't you just let that go? Just didn't feel like it. As we keep ourselves in this bondage, the outside of the demonic oppression and the demonic attacks, a lot of times is us. And have you ever, does anybody know what phantom pains are? Yeah. Phantom pains are at one point you've had like trauma somewhere, and there's these phantom pains, stuff that's not even there, but that in your mind you're like, no, that's there. That's there. And this is, I believe, where lies and bondage really, like, the most that I've seen them has been in phantom pains with people, where it's not even the enemy doing it. It's just themselves that are partnering with a lie. We give the devil too much credit, I believe.
We give demons too much credit. When we get down to the nitty-gritty of it, it's really a lot of our choices. Right? We've counseled people who thought they were demonically possessed when they were not demonically possessed. It's just that behind the scenes, they wanted to drink alcohol and watch porn. But they wanted to blame Jezebel. They wanted to blame a water demon. You know what I mean? They wanted to blame a tree demon. It's like, no, you're the one that's getting your phone and going to that website. Right? And we be in this place where we day in and day out, we keep ourselves bounded. We blame Lucifer, but in all reality, Lucifer's like, okay, just keep doing what you've been doing. Right? Like, this is the truth. Guys, Jesus, as blood-born believers, Jesus has set us free. We are free indeed. You exist as a free one. You exist. When I was in that jail cell with all these people, I was not a free one. I don't care how many people I told that I was a pastor, how long I prayed in tongues, how many people got healed inside that cell. I was still locked up and bound behind those bars. All day long. We can speak the best Christianese. We can follow the most influential believers on Facebook. We can post good stuff. We can talk a good game. But if in the depths within ourselves we are not existing as free ones because of Christ, and we are allowing ourselves to stay bound to lies and not coming out of partnership, we're going to see the fruit of bondage. And we're going to think that something's wrong with us. We're going to then think, this is just my portion. What's in our heart is going to begin to come out of our mouth. All right, let me wrap this up just a little more here. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Amen? There is liberty. There is a state of freedom outside of slavery. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. Not 50% freedom. Not 75% freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Meaning slavery does not exist. Do you feel me on that? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, slavery does not exist. Because there is freedom. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. I'm going to say this last one, and then we're going to pray, and I'm just going to edify you for a moment. 1 John 4:4 says, you were of God. You were of God, little children. And in this passage it says, you were of God, little children, and have overcome them, the enemy, the things of this earth. Why? Because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. And this is what I want to say. This is to wrap it all up in these few short nuggets. The enemy wants you partnering with the lie and with the agreement that Jesus only has so much for you because of where you're at in life or because of what you say or because it's just not your portion, that he just doesn't care enough, okay? And so he wants to put you into a place to where you get to thinking of yourself so much that you now become numb to the things God is wanting done in your life. You become callous and your heart is no longer tender because you feel that if you go to the secret place because of this bondage, you're going to go in there like a prisoner. And as a prisoner, you're not going to think that you have certain legal rights to the access Jesus paid for. What does that look like? That looks like you going to the secret place and repenting 1,000 times for stuff that happened 10 years ago. You're a slave and you're a bondage. When you go into that secret place, you just keep telling him, sorry. Sorry, I'm a failure. Sorry, I'm this. Sorry, I'm that. Sorry, I'm this. Sorry, I'm that. And he's like, is this about you or me? Pastor Karen said this the other day. She said that pressure comes when our eyes are on ourselves. And I believe that a lot of times, bondage continues because our eyes are on ourselves. Think about it like this. You're handcuffed. You're bound. You walk up to this man with a key and he unlocks you. He says you're free. But you still walk around every day like this. It would be foolish. You couldn't do the things that you could do if you were, I can't drum like that. can't play guitar like that. Claudel can't play cello like that. But oftentimes we stay in this position. Why? Because we believe the lies of the enemy that says that we're not free. Why? Because look around you. Does this look like freedom? God still hasn't visited you in the secret place or spoke to you in the secret place. You're still dealing with financial issues. You're still dealing with this job issue. You're still hurt from that past or previous friendship that hurt you with the words that they said. You're still running from God because the last church burned you. And we stay like this. But we're like, oh, hallelujah, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free indeed. Hallelujah, I'm free indeed. But we don't live with that mindset or that revelation. Guys, there's no pressure to be free. All we have to do is walk in it because Jesus paid for it. That's it. That's it. He paid for it. It's easy to walk with him because of the freedom that he has paid for. We do not have to live bound. We do not have to live bound. There is no obligation for us to fulfill lustful desires and sin and pleasures of flesh. There's no obligation to it. There is such freedom in Christ and Christ alone. He made a way. Amen? Stand with me. Come on, everybody. Somebody say, I'm free. I am free to run. Right? I'm free to live for you. But guys, seriously, honestly, don't, like, if you're struggling right now, like, you leave here, and you're like, man, that word was for me. And you're struggling. We need to take inventory of your heart, number one. Take inventory of your heart. Where's your heart at? Where are you allowing your heart, your mind, to wander off to? Take inventory, beloved, okay? It's much like I told you that person. They blame the aerial spirit and the Ursula spirit. When it was just their own doing. Hear me when I say this. It was their own doing. Man, that devil burned down my house. Well, what happened? I threw 10 matches onto some wood in my kitchen. What? You guys, like, listen to me here. We give the enemy too much power. Way too much power. He's a defeated foe. He's a defeated foe with zero authority. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The enemy was able to overcome in the garden. Why? Because Adam and Eve gave up authority. Who can plunder a strong man's house? A stronger man. A stronger man. There is not one that is stronger than our King Jesus. Not one. The Bible tells us that he is invincible in battle. Invincible. Never beaten or even come close to being beaten. Invincible. Undefeatable. Like, his record's perfect. It's flawless. It's 1 second knockouts in the first round. Not even that. I repent for that. Not even a second. Because the Bible says that you're more than an overcomer. You just show up and you win. This is what you carry. Take inventory into your heart. And before you blame Satan, that old slew-foot devil, before you blame him, take account in your heart and see where there's areas where you need to repent for mismanaging your relationship with Jesus. Take inventory into your heart. Because you are free and you exist to live as a free one in Jesus. Amen.